because we haven't started it yet. Hopefully you can all hear us now back on Stags Radio. Apologies for the drop in audio there. We've moved over to the second half link. So hopefully you can all get us back. Long ball forward. And Gwengui flicks it on. Taylor's through one-on-one. Takes it round the keeper. And Ethan Taylor rolls it into the back of the net. Appeals for offside for the Mangotsfield defenders. Nothing doing. And Ethan Taylor has given the Stags a 1-0 lead.
Beautiful, beautiful composure there from Ethan Taylor. Beautiful.
Just a little flicked header on from Gwengui. Ethan Taylor beat the offside trap. One-on-one with Radovanovic. Wonder whether he's going to take the shot on, but instead just rolls it to the side. Radovanovic left in no man's land and uses that left foot to just roll it into the back of the net. And Totten taking a 1-0 lead here through the left boot of Ethan Taylor. So 15 minutes on the clock. And Stags get a 1-0 lead.
Now that is a very positive start to this game within the first quarter of the game, first quarter of an hour even.
And this is what you want to do if you're Totten. You want to play on the front foot, get that early lead, make the opposition chase the game and see those gaps open up a little bit more. This one's played over the top, through once more. Can it be? No, not quite. Lewis Noyce came out. Sam Griffin. Oh, not Sam Griffin. That's our number 11. What am I doing? Joe Bildwell was one-on-one. He tried to just sneak it past Lewis Noyce, and in the end, he just couldn't hit the target. But again, we've seen it, unfortunately, often of late, where the Stags have scored and then immediately conceded. And actually, Mangotsfield are going to have to make a sub here. Tabumin Zamba, who was down with that knock to the head earlier, is taken off to be replaced by Luke Smith. So it's never nice when you see players have to come off early. Obviously, we send our best to Minzamba, hoping that he is going to be okay in the long run. And Luke Smith will take his place on the pitch. Always a little bit worrying when you see a player take a knock, especially a knock to the head, and then have to go off. But it's always right to apply the utmost of caution. That's a strong defensive header won by OK. And Regay tries to hook it and keep it in bounds, but it's out of play for a throw on about the halfway line. 1-0 here on Stags Radio, thanks to that opening goal from Ethan Taylor. Still no other goals to tell you about, just that opener for Winchester across the Southern League, but we will keep you updated with those when they come in. Ball high in the Hampshire sky, try to bring it down, and Ethan Taylor tries to play the flick on to catch the Mangotsfield defence off guard. They deal with that one well, though, and out of play for the throw.
Regay on our touchline taking the throw in. Throwing it long. Intercepted.
But it's just going to roll to Kapuga Moon. Neat little touch there. He wants wants to just roll it out. Keep it wide. Olamiwa plays the ball forward to Taylor. Pressure comes in. Taylor's on the floor, but the ball won fairly by Mangotsfield.
Taylor now, trying to work back for it now. Unfortunate. Playing out wide now to the left side. Past Olamiwa.
Here's Beardwell. Tries to put a dangerous cross into the box. Medway with a strong header. Gets it out of the first phase of play, and Olamiwa flicks it forward for the second. Mangotsfield have to deal with it in defence now. Totten trying to withstand a little bit of a spell of pressure, but that's a loose ball out from the centre-back, looking for OK on this near side, and that's gone out for a home throw. You can probably hear the wind that is still really whipping through, and you can see the effect it's having on some of these flighted balls. Regay will take the throw long, looking for Griffin. That's too far inside, though. Comfortably dealt with by the Mangotsfield defence. Captain Chambers plays it long, and Medway puts his head through it to put it out for a throw. On this near side, probably about level with the home dugout.
How many yards do you reckon OK's going to try and get here?
To his credit, he didn't really take any, but his throw forward is immediately put back out of play for Regay for another visiting throw. Here's OK. We'll leave it this time for his defensive partner, Larkins. High over the top. Medway didn't get the header, but Luke Smith couldn't quite divert it goalwards, and Griffin wants to clear it downfield. Charged down by the Mangotsfield strikers, but it goes behind for the goal kick. Any other goals to tell us about, Jamie?
Still no goals in any other games at the moment. There was a yellow card, though, for Matthew Hall for Melksham Town. But other than that, no news at all from around the ground.
So again, as we say, we will be keeping an eye on that. We're looking ideally for drop points for Froome, and maybe drop points for, well, one of Scholing and Cirencester will have to drop points. That's just how maths works. We will see how that game plans out.
Probably the best result would have to be a draw, I guess.
It could well be, as that's a pretty clumsy shove on Ethan Taylor, who will win a free kick down there on the far side. It's probably horizontal. No, hang on.
Halfway between the 18-yard and the halfway line, I'd say.
Yeah,
roughly.
Parallel with the, or in line, I should say, with the far edge of the penalty area. Ethan Taylor looks like he wants to drill this one in with his left foot. They've sent the three big defenders forward, Kapugamu, Medway and Olamiwa. Taylor puts his hand up, delivers the ball in high. Gwengui gets it into the back of the net. Flicked on with the header over the despairing dive of Marko Radovanovic. And the Stags have now doubled their lead. It is 2-0 to Tottenham. Brilliant finish there from Shaq Gwengui. Restored to the starting lineup today, and he has repaid Dan Sackman's faith.
What an impressive, impressive start to this game we're having so far. Just 21 minutes in, already 2-0 up. This is looking very impressive from the boys in the Royal Blue.
Yeah, free kick from Taylor with that left foot, put it into a dangerous area, the corridor of uncertainty, as they like to call it. Shaq Gwengui read it the best, got his head towards it, looped up slightly over Radovanovic. You wondered whether the wind perhaps would take it behind, but he got enough dip on it, nestles in the back of the net, and Gwengui is rewarded with the goal. So 2-0 now, AFC Tottenham lead Mangotsfield United here at the Snow Stadium.
There was also another goal as the free kick was getting taken by Edward Butcher for Poulton Rovers, making sure that they are now 1-0 up against
Evesham.
Evesham United.
Yeah, both sides potentially thinking about flirting with the outskirts of the playoffs there. So that will do Poulton's playoff push the world of good. A very good travelling side, Poulton. Not necessarily so good at home, but looks like they might be doing the job on the road again there, as a foul throw on the far side gives Mangotsfield the ball about halfway through the Tottenham half for a throw. Looking to take the long throw, speared into the box, header on, and that's comfortable for Lewis Noyce to deal with. You know that he likes to start play quickly. Gwengui tries to trap it with his foot from the long ball. He can't do so cleanly, and that's a really good little bit of skill there from Matt Davis to fake out Gwengui, but his ball downfield just goes straight out of play, and Tottenham, this gives them the opportunity to apply a little bit more pressure and turn the screw. Regay goes to N'Golo, and it just about nutmegs him there. I think N'Golo was claiming that he wanted it on the chest rather than down towards feet, but it eventually goes out of play for another Tottenham throw, and this time Regay takes it long, looking for Gwengui on the left wing, tussling with a couple of defenders. I think eventually gets it clear, but only as far as Jordan N'Golo.